So Pope Leo in his encyclical also wrote about the dangers of AI and surveillance. He said, quote, when every action, movements, purchases, relationships, and preferences leaves a trace, a new form of power emerges, namely the power to profile, predict, and influence behavior, unquote. How much more commonplace do you see surveillance powered by AI becoming, such as reading license plates, city camera systems, and more?
It does that now, Jake. I mean, this is, we're all being tracked all the time. Everyone who has a phone in their pocket is a surveillance device happening. And it's going to be everywhere. And this AI is going to be able to pattern and parse it much more quickly. Already trends that were happening. He's absolutely right, is when everything can be seen, you know, there's a really famous quote by a French philosopher, when everything can be seen, maybe we want to be blind at some point because there's nowhere to go. And he's right. So humans are not meant to be surveilled except by those who seek to control them. And no matter how you there's issues around crime and everything else, you make all sorts of arguments. But the fact of the matter is, it always concentrates in the hands of a small group of people. And the most important thing he said in this is it's not a question of AI morality. It's the morality of people who control AI. And we cannot rely on a very few. That is just the way I talk about this all the time. Power concentrated in the hands of very few, even if they're good people, means someday bad people will get a hold of this. And I think he's doing the role he's supposed to do, which is to guide us from a faith point of view and to guide us from a larger societal human point of view. And I think it's important.